Please be seated. Well, the tree's still up. The church is still beautiful. And at least for me, regular schedules haven't resumed in full yet, and probably for many of you as well. And that's because it's Christmas. Still. But we don't get to linger very long in the manger, do we? The shepherds are gone. The wise men have departed, at least according to our Christmas pageant version of events. And the angels have left that little town of Bethlehem. And the excitement about the birth of Christ is, to an extent, over. And then today we get the other Christmas story. It truly is the same story you heard on Christmas Eve. It's just told from a different perspective. On Christmas Eve, we get Luke's version. Luke is a historian. Dates and time and space were important for him. And Luke also has a lot of emphasis on outsiders, people like the shepherds, because Luke primarily wrote for Gentiles, who themselves were viewed as outsiders. Then there's Matthew, the traditional Jew, who is very concerned with making it clear that Jesus fulfilled all the Old Testament prophecies about the Messiah. So shepherds didn't interest him very much. Instead, he was more interested in royal wise men from the East. And then we have Mark. Well, this first of the Gospels begins with the preaching of John the Baptist, and it totally ignores the birth and childhood of Jesus. And today comes John, neither a historian nor a Jewish apologist. He is a theologian. He is a mystic. And John condenses the whole Christmas story into one single phrase. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. This is the Christmas story that you're never going to see performed as a pageant, believe me. John reminds us that Christmas begins in the beginning, with God in creation. Jesus is the incarnate Word, the Word made flesh, the Word of God, the Word of love, the Word of truth, the Word of grace, the Word of beauty. And despite all the differences between Christmases of the Gospels, they do all share a special way of telling this very important story. There's one image, there is one symbol that every one of them talks about. And that is light. It's the light of the star, the light that shone round the shepherds, the true light that enlightens every person, the light that shines in the darkness, John proclaims. And somehow we understand this light. Somehow we know the whole mystery of all this thing that we call Christmas can't be expressed any better with other words. And I think we all understand this because each of us knows a bit about the darkness. We know what it's like to live in and with darkness. We know what it's like when we don't know where things are or what we've just bumped into or whether we're going where we want to go or whether the next step is okay or if we'll break something and make a mess. And we all know how easy it is to go around in circles in the dark, to get turned around, to stub a toe, both literally and figuratively. And we all know the difference that a little bit of light can make. And for me, that's truly the amazing part of the Christmas story. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not get to win. And that light came not as some great philosopher or king or ruler. God's Word made flesh came as a simple human being, born to a simple peasant woman and cared for by a simple carpenter in a land that time still seems to have forgotten. A light that grew up among ordinary people learning to do ordinary things, to feel our feelings, to hurt our hurts, to celebrate our joys and to behold our wonder, so that wherever we may go in this life, God has already been. And it is by that light that we can begin to see who we are and who we were created to be, because that light still shines. It shines whenever and wherever the word is believed, but more importantly, where the word is done. The light shines through our simple acts of kindness and love. The light shines through those who heal, through those who can forgive, through those who seek justice, for those who respect the dignity of every human being, and in those who show mercy. That is the Christmas story, and the one that continues today, because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Because the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Because God loves us enough to bend low enough to become one of us. May that light continue to shine from your homes this Christmas season, and in fact, all the seasons of your life. God love you, and may you continue to have a very Merry Christmas. Amen.